You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Across the country, members of Congress have been holding town halls, and some have gotten a little heated.
We are going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Constituents calling out their lawmakers about many issues, including the controversial ACA repeal. Here in Michigan, constituents of Republican Congressman Dave Trott, Mike Bishop, and Tim Walberg are calling on them to hold in-person town halls. Patrick Mayer is one of them. He is a member of Lenawee Indivisible. He is assistant professor of philosophy at Siena Heights University, and he is also a constituent of Congressman Walberg.
I'd like for him to have an open town hall, open to all his constituents, where we can meet him in person, because so far we haven't been able to get that.
So we reached out to the congressman, and let me just read this. It's a bit of a long statement, but I want to get your views on it. It says, quote, Representative Walberg appreciates the opportunity to hear from all of his constituents on both sides, which is why he held 80 coffee hours and town hall meetings in all seven counties in the district during his last term. Because of the new administration's aggressive 100-day agenda, when Rep. Walberg has been in D.C. for votes and hearings, we have offered groups the option of a video conference to share their concerns with him. We have already held three and are open to more. In addition, Rep. Walberg has already held one town hall and four teletown halls so far this year, and we will continue to do more throughout the year. What's your response to that?
Yeah, he offered us one of those video town halls as well. The problem was only 10 people could attend. No recordings could be made, and there could be no press for it. So we didn't feel like that was a real town hall. What we want is to be able to have him hear our concerns, but also have other constituents of his hear our concerns, and we can hear their concern. As for the events he's already held, he has a troubling habit of not announcing these things ahead of time, and so it's a little hard to get into the events he does hold.
Some of this sounds like maybe it's a little bit of show, too, that I believe that you probably feel very strongly about some of these issues. But it sounds to me like you want the press to be able to be there, that you want there to be this kind of show of folks yelling or at least having their voices concerned. Is that some of what's going on?
Well, our group isn't all that interested in having the kind of town hall where we're yelling. The main reason we're interested in having the press there is so that if Representative Walberg tells us something, there's an objective third party who we can refer to and say, look, remember he told us he would do this thing, and now he's not doing it. Or if he does do it, we can say, you know, great job. Remember when you told us we would do that, now you followed through. So for us, the press isn't so much about recording a show, but recording what he tells us.
Okay, and just final quick question, Patrick, are you getting any money from any outside groups?
We are not getting any money from anywhere. We currently don't have any money to print things with or even reserve rooms to meet in. So yeah, we have no budget at all.
Patrick Mayer, member of Lenawee Indivisible, assistant professor of philosophy at Siena Heights University, and a constituent of Congressman Walberg. He is calling on Congressman Walberg to hold some in-person town halls. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to a constituent of Mike Bishop. She is Lois Robbins, 87-year-old retiree in Oxford, Michigan, a member of the North Oakland Indivisible team. Lois, hello.
Hello.
What has brought you out to be one of these people now who is calling on your congressman to meet you in person? What's going on for you here?
Well, I've never done this before in my life. I wasn't even sure who my congresspeople were. And this election is just like unlike anything I've ever seen in all my years. And I just realized I could not keep floating around in my apolitical bubble.
What would you like from your congressman, Mike Bishop?
Oh, you know, I and the people in my Indivisible team would like to have a face-to-face meeting so that we can express our concerns. So probably a town meeting would be the best thing, but we can't seem to get him to commit to one. The last one I believe that he had was in 2014.
Now, you've been in contact with the congressman's office, with staffers. What have they told you?
Just that nothing is scheduled in terms of a town meeting. and they're very happy to pass our concerns along if we can get in to talk to them. They're only taking us a few at a time, so if we show up in large numbers, there are many who don't get to speak to them. They also recommend that we call in for their tele-town hall, they call it, phone-in thing. I've registered for that, but I haven't gotten to ask a question yet. And most of the calls seem to be not the things that we're concerned about. So, you know, we're just kind of wondering, maybe those calls are screened. We don't know.
What does this tell you about the state of democracy, do you think, in 2017? Is this working?
No. Things that I've never seen before, like lies emanating from the White House, attacks on the media. Yes, we've had those before, but not to this extent. Attacks on science, the cabinet picks, Supreme Court, all of these things are, I think, really very threatening to our democracy.
Lois Robbins, 87-year-old retiree in Oxford, Michigan, says, hasn't been that political before until this latest election. You are also a member of North Oakland County's indivisible team. Lois, thanks for the couple minutes of your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.
And finally, let's turn now to Julia Gallagher. She is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Michigan, and she volunteers with Michigan People's Campaign, a 501c4 that's part of Michigan United. Julia, you are a constituent of Congressman Dave Trott. How did you spend your morning today?
So this morning, I was one of well over 100 constituents and others who participated in an event outside of Representative Trott's office. And so we gathered with the theme of chicken trot, to communicate the fact that our representative has failed his chicken. He's afraid to meet with us. And so our requests are really quite simple, that we would like to be heard, specifically on health care, and we'd like an in-person meeting with our representative. But after repeated efforts, he's not available to us.
And why do you think that is?
I think he's trying to avoid meeting with his constituents. I'm dismayed to learn that our elected officials, in this case in the 11th District, are actually hermetically sealed from any kind of in-person communication with constituents. The only real forum to communicate is through the telephone town halls, which is an extremely controlled medium. And so with now six direct actions at Trott's office to try to appeal for an in-person meeting, whatever format. It doesn't have to be a town hall, but an in-person public meeting to hear real needs from constituents is vital.
Well, Julia, let me read you this statement. It's a little long, but bear with me. We got it from Congressman Trott's office, and this is what the statement says. Representative Trott always welcomes and wants input from all of his constituents. Since being elected, Representative Trott has attended over 1,000 public events, including 40 public forums, town halls, and coffee talks. Representative Trott's office has resolved almost 1,000 constituent casework issues, held over 200 mobile office hours across the district. And in the last few days, Representative Trott has sent over 6,500 written responses to constituents regarding their questions and concerns.
Unfortunately, I can state that the in-person communication, I can't address how many people have received letters, but I certainly can state that since our first effort, with weeks and weeks now of sustained effort to arrange an in-person meeting with our congressman, that has proved to be entirely impossible, and his staff limits any kind of communication, direct communication. Everything's filtered through the staff, and there's no possibility for an in-person communication. We've made repeated efforts through the proper channels, the proper official channels for communication, trying to make appointments, letters, telephone calls. In fact, we've made dozens and dozens of calls to the Washington office to try to schedule an in-person meeting with the staff member that is assigned for that function, and dozens of calls have simply gone to voicemail with not one returned. So to answer the question about accessibility, well, this is the experience of a large number of constituents that are included under Michigan People's Campaign.
And yet some Republicans, some conservatives are saying, look, that this is theatrics, that Democrats saw what happened in 2009 with Tea Party members going to Democratic town halls, and that this is Democrats, liberals, progressives who are unhappy with the agenda doing the same thing. Is this theatrics in your mind?
I mean, I think theatrics and a partisan filter are certainly a framework, but that's not what this is about. This is actually nonpartisan. Michigan People's Campaign is a nonpartisan group. This is not about Republicans and Democrats talking about platforms for health care. This is for real people, real constituents, to communicate their needs, their fears, their concerns with respect to repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act. So this is not a matter of theatrics or stunts. This is an effort to try to have civil discourse with our elected officials.
Julia Gallagher, she was one of many folks who were outside of Congressman Trott's office today protesting what they say is his lack of in-person meetings. They say he has not held a in-person town hall meeting since April 9th, 2015. That is some 680 days.
Just so you're clear, this is private property. I understand there's...
This is our tax dollars.
I understand that. This is their tax dollars, too. This is private property. They don't want you here. Neither did the other offices.
Who y'all?